Celia, we made it.
Oh my gosh, hi Stephen, we made it.
You're a real person, I'm a real person.
I can see you like face to face now, this is crazy.
The last time we chatted, it was remotely. You were in Cyprus, I think.
Was at
you
the time.
Just arrived.
Yes, I can't believe it. So soon, wow.
How does it feel?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, I don't think you understand. I've been waiting for this day for so long. But when I arrived, I was super, super excited. We got to the hotel, you know, we just did our rehearsals and now we're here, Eurovision. Did our first rehearsals on the actual Eurovision stage. It was incredible, might I add.
You are the first person on the podcast in Malmo. We will get to it. You are listening. I know, right? You are. It is a privilege.
Oh yeah.
You are listening to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
Woo woo.
The first day in Malmö, Celia, at first rehearsal, first on, what were you like when you woke up this morning?
Oh, waking up in the morning. That's literally what I sing.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
I didn't even plan that.
I know. Well, I woke up at 5:45 a.m.
Right.
We went down to the gym to warm up my body. So my first, like, thinking process was, this is way too early, but it's okay because I was literally so excited to get, you know, to see the stage like in real life and actually step on the Eurovision 2024 stage. That's what I was most excited about. So, and it was literally the best.
What was your first impression? Like, because you walk into the arena and the first time I saw it yesterday, the first time you see it, it is overwhelming, isn't it?
Wow. Literally my words were, wow. Like in the photos, I saw them. They're like, okay, all right. It's looking pretty comfortable. All right. I think this is going to be good. Then once you see it like in person, like in real life, it is huge. And it is just like an overwhelming thing, but it's such an exciting thing, really.
And how did it go? The first rehearsal?
Amazing. Really happy. Well, obviously it's like the very first rehearsal and, you know, we're checking a few things, camera work and where I need to step on the stage and visuals and blah, 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 blah. But other than that, great. Just feeling, you know, felt really comfortable, especially towards the end on the stage. So I'm so happy that we get to do these rehearsals as well, like before Eurovision, because it's just such a good way to feel comfortable, you know.
I was going to say, can you imagine not rehearsing like, and like doing it on the semi-final?
Okay, now you're on.
Because you're opening the semi-final one. Yeah. What did you feel like when you found out that you were opening the whole thing?
The whole Eurovision 2024 contest. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm only 17 and I get to do that. It's just such an honor. Like, honestly, I'm really honored and privileged to be doing such a thing. But I'm super excited and I hope you all, you know, we all start off with a bang. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there is a bang. There's wind involved.
Yeah, there's wind, yes.
There's dancers. Are we allowed to say what happens to the dancers during the performance? Is that a secret?
Ooh, are we? Are we allowed to say that? Yeah. Look, the dancers, well, we're all very happy on stage. We're all smiling and woo, let's go. A lot of dance break, a lot of dancing. And then, yes, at the end, they do remove their shirts, but this is because they are breaking free from the lies.
This is artistry.
This is the meaning of the song. This is meaningful stuff.
Do you want to give them a shout out?
Oh, yes. My dancers, literally the most incredible people. Martin, Thomas, Sebastian and Theo. Amazing.
So you've been working with them the last like month or so?
Well, they came to Greece for a week.
Right.
And then the only time I actually worked with them was now here in Malmö.
Okay.
So I haven't worked with them that much, but they're that professional that I don't even need to worry. No one needs to worry about them. They're good. They're great.
Because when you do choreo, like because you've done it so many times now and they've done it so many times, it's in your mind. You're
exactly.
Dreaming about it.
Muscle memory.
Have you had any Eurovision dreams?
Plenty.
Have you?
Plenty, yes. Actually, one of them was about today, just like seeing the stage for the first time and meeting everyone and, you know, experiencing it. And it was like, I don't know, it's the same feeling actually like that I experienced today. So it was great. It's like I was preparing myself in my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I came here and, yeah, no, it was amazing.
And is there a direct line back to Australia right now?
A direct line.
Like as in like text or phone calls with your family?
Yeah. Well, my family's actually coming here.
Are they on their way?
Well, they're coming on the 3rd.
Okay.
So they'll be here, which is so exciting, but I'll be like texting my friends, calling my friends. Yeah.
So they're bringing the flags, they're going to bring
banners. No, they've got t-shirts, they've got key rings, everything.
Key rings?
Key rings, like crazy.
Have they made a whole like Celia Capsis merch line?
They're full on. They're my biggest fans. I don't know what to tell you. Yes.
And how's your Swedish?
Okay, guys, I've only learnt Taksomakare, something like that. Taksomakare.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I know tak is thank you, and then taksomakare, something like that, is thank you very much. And then I know bro, which is bro, good.
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 Because you are now multilingual because you know Greek and Greek Cypriot as well, right? So what's your favorite Greek phrase?
Agapose, which is I love you in Greek Cypriot.
And you just say that to everybody?
Literally.
Honestly.
Agapose, agapose.
And how are you feeling about being the baby of the group this year? And not in, I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. I'm saying that in a really nice way.
Oh, I love it. No, I love it. I feel great. I'm very enthusiastic, as you can tell.
I love it.
Yeah. So I'm a bit like, oh my God, guys. And everyone's like, oh wow, okay, we forgot she's 17. We need to act like this around her. And I was like, yes, guys, come on, let's have fun. But no, everyone's absolutely amazing. Like, all the artists are just so welcoming and lovely people. And I've made a few friends with, like, most of them that are, like, I think I would keep friends forever. Yeah. So, yeah.
Because you met them in Amsterdam, didn't you, at the pre-party, which must have been so nice.
The best. They're the best.
Who have you bonded with?
A lot with Malta.
Oh, yeah, you did the collab together.
Literally love her. And a lot with Luxembourg.
Yeah.
Also a lot with Austria, because she also came to Greece while I was there. We spent some time together, and she's literally the most loveliest person I've ever met.
The bops. The bop crew.
The dancers.
Oh
yes.
My God.
And Georgia. Oh my gosh. I love her too. We did a collab too. She's literally so funny as well.
Wait. So actually the five you've said there, there's five bops. Yep. So it's Luxembourg, Malta, you, Georgia and Austria. So you are basically the Eurovision Spice Girls.
Like, why don't we make a group? Like, I'm literally thinking, like, they're amazing. I love them.
Yeah, on the spot. We need, like, a five choreography.
And do you know what's funny? Sarah. Those are my favourite songs as well in Eurovision. And the way that we all connected so well. I was like, I knew this would happen.
You know someone listening right now, because there are very intelligent people that do this kind of thing. Somebody will be doing a mashup of those five songs.
Oh, damn.
Can you imagine? But yeah, maybe for the turquoise carpet, here's an idea for you guys. Like, all get together if you can.
Yeah.
The five bops.
For sure.
It would be amazing.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
And which Spice Girl would you be?
I don't know.
Sporty, scary, posh, baby, or ginger?
Baby.
Yeah, of course. Celia, thank you so much. It's great to see you in real life.
Oh my gosh.
Enjoy the next 2 weeks.
Yes,
and we'll catch up soon.
Yes, we will.
It's a big hello.
Hello.
To Aliona, Aliona and Jerry Heil from Ukraine. First rehearsal done. How was it? In one word.
Oh, it was nervous.
Nervous?
No, but unexpectable, because we know the size of stage, but I didn't expect so high stage.
Okay.
So like the stairway for me was unexpectable, and now I have to prepare more.
So you have to do some stair practice.
Yeah, so now my steps takes more time, and I go to Jana's camera. So we changed something. Yeah.
And Jerry, how were the stairs for you?
Oh, so I have a lot of holes in my dress. Or I'm not. Where? Am I allowed to talk about our dresses? Everyone saw it already. Okay, so I have a lot of holes there, and every time I go on the steps, my fingers on my feet, they got stuck in this hole. And at the first rehearsal, because my foot got stuck, and I had to continue going. I got this thing, I don't know how it's called in English. So my muscles start to be like really squeezed. You know, this pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And tight. I'm still going, yes.
So it was an obstacle course, basically. There was obstacles to just get on the stage.
Yes.
But then once you did it feel euphoric to finally sing it on the Eurovision
course,
stage?
On the chorus, yes. Every time.
Yeah.
Every
goosebumps.
Like that feeling when you do get the chills, you know, because it's something you've been working on for so long.
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
We know what we are singing about, I guess.
Yes, yeah, I think it's power.
It's empowering us.
And it's unity. Because so two, it's more than one.
When two combine.
Yeah. Mm. You know, my name is Aliona, and Jerry Hill, so it's three. Like
It's three. You had a very long journey here. How many hours to get to Malmö?
Around 30. first we took the train to a small city in Poland. It's called Chełm. Then we took bus to Warsaw. Then from Warsaw we took the plane, and then from there we got to Copenhagen, and then from Copenhagen here on another bus.
Four countries to get here: through Ukraine, Poland, Denmark.
Three to get here.
It's like The Amazing Race, isn't it? You know that TV show where they travel across the world and travel
to
get to their destination.
The super insight for you, yesterday when we was in the bus going from Copenhagen to Malmo, we saw the rainbow, and it was
like a rainbow gate, and we came through it.
Like, it's mid Ukraine. You
know? So it's like you belonged there.
Santa Barbara.
It was so beautiful, like Eurovision land.
Also, I love that your luggage is yellow and blue. Your
suitcases.
Yes,
you saw it.
Obviously, intentional, but it's stylish as well.
Super colors.
It's, by the way, the brand is Ukrainian of both of them.
Yep.
Can you remember the first time you two met? The very first time?
The very first, yeah.
Where were you?
Я думаю, це на юні було.
Yeah, you know, я знаю, ну, awards.
Yeah, so we got this Ukrainian award, which is similar to like Ukrainian Grammy, let's say that.
Yeah.
It's called Yuna. And we were awarded, Alona was at the rap part, and I was awarded a singer, and we met there.
You'd obviously seen each other beforehand online and liked each other's music.
Yeah, we talk a little bit, and then I say like, can I go to you and maybe we create something? And I go to her, she cooking something, forget to something.
Oh, yeah.
You feel the I smell, always, like, what is this? Ah, oh, I forgot.
I'm very bad at kitchen.
It's so funny. But and we decide to create a song. We try, but we decide to shoot TikTok. And it's like, yeah, song never, people know, never saw the song, but TikTok is...
So, so you got together, but you didn't eventually write the song when
before the war,
meant to do it. And then when did you both decide to enter Vidbeer to try to get to Eurovision?
Because before that, we already had the album that we made together when the big invasion came, and I was already in Europe, and I was waiting there for Alona because she didn't want to leave Ukraine. She was volunteering in Ukraine. And finally, when she came, we started creating something together to gather people together, to be united by music as Eurovision wants to make people. So we created an album on which we included European artists,
from different countries.
And we all were singing like a modern vision of Ukrainian folk songs.
And then from there, you thought...
All our audience from Europe, from Ukraine, say like, Eurovision.
Yeah,
but in that year,
we
had different tours, and we can... create the song, but this year we decided like it's time now.
And you've tried to get to Eurovision before in previous years.
Three times.
Third time lucky.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Yes. In Ukraine lucky. We say Bog lyubi Troicu, means like God loves the Trinity.
Yeah. And there you are. And you've never taken part in Vidbeer before, but you've been on the jury for Ukraine.
So you've
been involved in Eurovision.
Yeah, and we was a jury for children's Eurovision. Yes. It was jury
for
also.
Junior.
So like, for junior.
So when you won Vidbeer, what was that night after the celebrations, the next morning, what was your immediate thought?
I was so tired. It takes a lot of my power. My battery was really low.
The social
But
battery.
In the morning, like in that evening, it was like not happiness. But in the morning, I accept like, yes.
You did it.
I did it. We did it.
Yeah.
And I remember the stories because it's day in the stories, everybody, right? And I said like, I decided to spend all this day with thankful. Yeah. And I show on my Instagram all other participants of Ukrainian Vidbeer, because like for me it was like I want to say thanks to all. I feel in this thanks.
And now you're here.
Now,
I remember just like being absolutely happy for a week.
I was screaming, fell in love.
The moment that we won, I was like, I couldn't like stop shaking and screaming, and then I stopped reading anything. Like I was just enjoying the statement, you know.
Oh.
When I was in Madrid, and you were at the pre-party. I saw you with Nemo, and you were singing with Nemo as well.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. I heard it at the other end of the corridor, and I had to come out and see what was going on. And it was you three having a little sing-along together.
We showed them our remix for their song.
Yes.
And they show us
We are already in some process with them.
Already doing a collaboration. Yes. Amazing.
Because such a good person.
We guess this is what this is all have to be about. Not about the contest, not about competing.
Aliona, who is your rap icon? Who is your
Eminem, sorry.
Is it Eminem?
Yeah.
Are you sorry?
Still. Sometimes he's sexist.
He's your number one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's because your favorite Eminem track of all time?
Superman.
I can be a Superman.
What's the song that he did? I'm going to have to look it up. Hold on.
Godzilla?
Godzilla, yeah.
Yeah. Godzilla.
So Godzilla, how fast he raps in that?
Oh my God.
Can you rap that fast?
In my own language, in English, no, because my articulation apparatus is not similar, different.
Could you do some really fast Ukrainian rap?
Easy.
Without any swear words.
Yeah.
Go on then.
А мене важите, важите, не переважите, рефа тікає мені без скважене слово за словом, рима за римою, видимо, тому я карма. А мене міжите, вірите, не перевірите, сили вагомою, не перевірите, репу роздати елементарно, трек на повторі мій знову не дарма.
Amazing! Oh my God, honestly, it's so fast.
Yeah, it's fast.
It's so fast. But are you like, have you always been like speedy?
No. In some moment it's not in my career. Like I open that my articulants, I can speak fast and I try, because before I write like just old school rap, you know, like 86 BPM and it's the same. And then I try other 100 BPM and I understand like,
wow,
I can do it. I never go to boom bap because I thought that it's super fast. I can, but I can.
Yeah.
I can, yeah.
It's so impressive.
And then I decide that it's cool when you take some fast flow, but small part, and people excite of it.
Yeah, I got goosebumps again when you did that. It's amazing. Finally, there's one person that connects you both in a weird way, and it's one of the hosts of Eurovision last year, Julia Saarinen.
Mm-hmm,
because you've sung her songs, you've written for her, haven't you? So, Aliona, you've written a song for Julia, or for The Hard Kiss.
No,
for Julia.
For Tina Karol. And she decided to make feature with Julia. So that's why.
But that's still all Eurovision.
Yeah. But this is still their song, like, because Julia write to by herself.
And then she's one of your icons as well.
Of course. She's one of Ukrainian icons for everybody, voice. I guess. Yeah, her voice is so deep. And I started as a blogger, and I used to make covers for Ukrainian singers and for the others too. But I made a few for her. And I did this one. Стань зі мною,
Дніпродонець,
стань. And I even remember that I was trying to like make my voice
like her,
hers. Yeah.
Have you met her?
Of course. Yes. We even sent us a video.
We met
a few days ago. Remember, she sent us a video when she was like wishing us to win, and giving us.
Bless you, girl.
Yeah.
And she did such a good job hosting Eurovision last year.
She's amazing at everything.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I was with her on the Dancing with the Stars show in Ukraine.
She
win this show.
She
I'm
won.
Not. Yes. Yeah, she win.
Were you a contestant as well?
Yeah.
Aliona was.
Yeah, I was like participant, and she was like participant. Yeah. Okay. I go for the fifth show, and she every 12th, I think 12th show, she
won.
Won.
And what was your favorite dance?
I don't remember. I think because in the last dances it's like mix of three.
Okay.
So it's hard. And she's good in cha-cha, in salsa, in hip-hop, you know, like in contemporary.
Yeah.
She's super good.
Are you going to do it now, Jerry?
Dance?
Yeah,
dance. You guys are really happy I don't dance on the stage. Believe me.
Yeah.
No, I tried something. There's a show in Ukraine called Lip Sync. lip sync battle.
Yes, I was also. Yeah,
and
yeah.
it had to start right before the invasion, and I was trying to perform like Lady Gaga, and
whoa!
It was my first time, and I was like super excited, and I even did all this like cringy moves. But then the war started, so yeah.
No,
you'll never know. Maybe it's good for you.
We will know one day. You'll come back to it.
I think so, yeah.
I think that'd be amazing. We do need to see
in that show, I was Eminem.
You were Eminem?
Yes.
Doing which song? Was it Lose Yourself?
No, I'm Slim Shady, I think.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I think.
One of the OG songs.
Yeah,
I think we need to get you on Lip Sync Battle one day. It's your destiny, Jerry.
Oh, my God, is it?
It's your destiny at some point.
If you say so.
Even if you win Eurovision and you become the biggest thing in the world, still, I want to see your Lady Gaga.
Okay, I'll send it to you in direct messages.
Enjoy the time here in Malmö. It seems like you two just have a really good time together, don't you?
Guys.
It seems like you've got
thank
a good
you so
time.
Thank you for hosting
thank
us.
You.
And good luck.
Good luck to you too.
Wait
good luck
for
to
your
us.
Vote.
And good luck to everybody. Remember that you are both humans and divas in the same body. So don't be afraid of yourself. And
don't be afraid to make some mistakes.
Yeah, and remember that only your actions define who you are in the end.
Did you say humans and divas?
Yep.
Yes. Yes, I love the thought that I'm a diva. Like, we're all divas, right?
We are all, we all have divine part and human part.
Yeah.
This
it's
is what
true.
Song is about.
Like, diva? Human?
Life lessons with Jerry Hunt.
Yes.
Hello, Luna.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I'm really high on adrenaline right now because we're just after the rehearsals, the first rehearsal.
Yeah, and it's been such a long build-up, I bet. It's been months in the waiting and... You finally did it.
Yeah, we did it. Actually, it's been almost 3 months, something like that. And I remember like picturing me being there on this stage and also visualizing the staging and just in my head and like in a small halter room with my director, and we were just making everything from the scratch. And now I see that actually it's almost the final result of that.
So you have been there every step of the way. You've been there for every little process. This was your vision.
Yeah, I was all the time I was there. Because it's just my, I wrote this song, it's my song, and I knew what kind of energy I want to give to the people and I want to present on this stage. So maybe I had a little bit different vision than my director, but then we mix it up together and you're going to see the final result.
You've just put some hand cream on it. It's the nicest smelling hand cream.
Oh, do you want a little bit of that?
Yeah. What flavor is it?
It's like a little bit of mandarin and patchouli.
It smells so good.
Yeah.
Can I
it's very nice, right?
Yeah, can I
try love
a
that.
Little bit?
Yeah, try that.
I know it's not technically podcast chat. I am just putting on some of Luna's hand cream because that is so nice.
Yeah, and it makes your hands like very soft.
It's basically hand cream tips with Luna. I saw that you got a lovely goodbye from Poland to come to Malmö.
Yes, it was wonderful. It was so heartwarming. I was surprised actually because I was just thinking that we're going like casually to the airport to catch the flight to Malmö. Of course, not casually, but like
we know what you mean. Yes.
Yeah, and then I saw all of these people. All the fans, I knew that there were supposed to be some interviews, but I wasn't expecting that much of energy and that many fans. It was amazing.
I know, it must be so warm, heartwarming.
Yeah, I was so warm and I was smiling all the time. Like, I don't want to let them down, these people. I want to build this tower for them, for all of us.
The big question that you've been asked probably a lot, do you play chess?
I don't play chess. I'm sorry.
Have you? But everything about you is chess.
Yeah, because it's a mind game.
Yes.
And I like mind games. I also like working with my mind and flexing my mind. So that was also a challenge for me to use the chess. The game was always really hard for me, but I tried to also find like a challenge for myself, and I tried to learn how to play chess, just especially for the music video and for this theme, because chess is like an amazing game as a metaphor, it's not just a game that you play, like you play some cards.
Yeah.
It's really symbolic. So that's why I chose that, but I'm catching up. I'm still learning.
I mean, I say it as if I'm a master. I know the basics and that's about it. I know which way you move your pieces, but in terms of the people that play it, where you have to think about 20 moves ahead.
I can't compute. For me, yeah, it's too hard for me as well. It's too hard. Also, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, it does. and you've only got 3 minutes.
You've got 3 minutes. I can just think maybe of 2 moves or 1 move, the final move.
You have 2 chess pieces on stage,
yes,
don't you? Like yes. They are huge rooks. They're the castles, yes, or the towers, right?
Yeah, they're rooks, gold rooks in chess, but
yes, but they are towers.
They're towers actually for me, yeah.
And you have to climb up the tower.
Yeah, I need to, because that's the meaning of the song as well. That if we want to achieve something, if we want to change something in our lives, and if we want to brave, we need to climb for that. We need to reach to that. It's not like nothing is given for us. So we need to work for it a little bit and we need to build it.
Do you have a ladder in that tower to get up?
Yeah, there is a ladder. I can tell you that it's a good cardio. I'm really working out there. I'm playing with the time. That's the biggest challenge for me. So I'm going straight to the gym after the podcast.
So you have to get up in about 5 seconds, is it?
Yeah, maybe it's 7, something like that. But so I think I have 9 steps.
So you've got 9 steps to get up in 7 yes. seconds. That's less than 1 second per step.
Yeah.
And then you still have to sing when you're at the top.
Yes, I wish I could have some, I don't know, wings maybe.
Is Eurovision so far what you dreamt it was?
It's even more. It's even more beautiful than I expected. Because, of course, it's just a dream come true for me to build such an amazing performance and work with such an amazing people, but also meeting other artists and being here, like blending into this atmosphere. It's out of this world. It's such a comfort zone. It's like such a lovely place where everybody is supporting everyone. And I love this place so much.
And you've met people from the pre-party. So it's nice yes. when you come here. It's like a school reunion.
Yes, yes, seeing, yes, seeing exactly. Like we're back, for example, for the next year of school.
Yeah, it's the new term.
Yeah.
As they say, the new school term. Who are some of your big influences? I know you love Björk.
Yeah,
you?
I love Björk. I love Kate Bush also. Oh, I really like Nick Cave favorites. As well.
Yes.
His lyrics are just really great.
Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush is still probably in my top 10 songs of all time. And when it was featured on Stranger Things. You know when a song fits into a TV show in the perfect moment?
Yeah.
That felt like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was great. And also so many people got to know her. Especially the young people.
Yeah, and what do you love about Björk?
About Björk, I just love her artistry, her magic, and also that she's so different and she's always her style. She always has her own style. Yeah, and she's just a huge visual artist. I love that about her.
Have you ever been to see her live?
Yeah, I saw her live actually a few months ago in Poland. She was in Poland.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, and it was amazing. It was with all of the visuals. It just took you, the whole concert took you to a different world. It was amazing.
So it took you on it wasn't just a normal concert journey. It was like something.
No, it was
else.
Like multi-sensual.
Yes.
Something like that. It was like a little bit even psychedelic. It was great.
So you felt in it?
Yeah, I felt
immersed.
Like, yeah. Like I was in a completely different place and maybe different world.
And then I'm guessing you want to try and bring a little bit of that in Eurovision.
Yeah, I'll try in my own language.
Yes. Yes, you should. And just enjoy the next 2 weeks.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're here in Malmö, finally. Yeah, and the hand cream is so nice.
Oh, I knew that. You'll love it.
Luna, thank you so much for joining us on the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
Thank you so much.
And that's day one done. Day one of rehearsals finished. Thank you to all of the artists who came and saw me after those first rehearsals, to Luna, representing Poland to Alonia and Jerry Heil for Ukraine, and to Celia Capsis, who is kicking the whole thing off with Liar for Cyprus. You will be getting an episode from us every single day over the next 2 weeks. Backstage vibes, interviews, access all areas. I'm going to be roaming the delegation area and the arena to find people to talk to and come on the podcast. And remember, you can hear from loads of this year's artists in all the previous episodes. Please go back and check some of them out, including that very special episode celebrating 10 years of Rise Like a Phoenix with the legendary Conchita, recorded in front of a live audience. It will get you into the Eurovision spirit. We are here to get the Eurovision spirit to you. Until next time, see you soon.